it's Stephanie. I just thought I would come to you today and talk to you about my rules of dating. So these are all made up by me. No one helped me make them up. It's just the way I feel. Because I've been doing online dating for almost a year come February. After my divorce, after 6 months, I decided I was ready to date. And so it's almost been a year and it's not going well. Let's just say that. Dating sucks. Dating is hard. And sometimes I just wish things were perfect in my marriage and we could have worked things out and I wouldn't have to be dating again, because like I said, dating sucks. And I never knew it could be this hard. I remember when I was younger, like 18, 19, and I was doing the online dating scene, it just seemed a lot easier. Maybe it was just me. No pun intended. But seriously, when I was younger, I would have taken anyone. And I did, obviously. My friends and family know the people I've dated and how wrong I've been with dating them. But now that I'm older and I'm a mom, I have to be careful. I have to realize there are not that many stand-up guys out there. And the ones that seem to be amazing don't like me back the way I like them, which really sucks. And it's been really hard. And I've chosen to be very picky. Sometimes I realize I'm going back to my old ways because it's easier to just date or go on dates with just whoever. And I have some really great stories that maybe I'll share in another podcast about. But yeah. So rule number one, never settle for less than you are. They're getting the upgrade. You deserve one too. So what I mean by that is, I'm a great catch, okay? Let's not lie. I would be a great girlfriend. And when I'm in, I'm all in. And if they're not all in, then that is not the person for you. Because you deserve just as much as you give out. Rule number two, no talking about sex. It leads to complication and mixed signals. So half the time, the guys online are just aiming for sex. They sweet talk you, they make you feel special, they get what they want, and then they're done with you. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know what I mean? And just avoid it. Like, don't wham, bam, thank you, ma'am me until you have taken me at least on more than one date. I mean, ice cream is not going to get you what you want. As much as I love ice cream. Rule number three, don't seem too interested, because really you shouldn't be. They should be the ones interested in you. What I mean by that is, I've read a lot of books lately, self-help books, dating books, crap like that, where I never thought I would ever read. And it says, and you'll notice too, which is really weird, the guys that you're not interested in are more interested in you, because you're not showing them that interest, that time of day, and that makes them want you more. And so what I'm saying is, if you portray that to the person that you do like, show them little interest, don't text them. If you do text them, just text them little things, not like over and over and over and over again, why aren't you talking to me, I'm a creepy psycho, which I have come off to be quite often, because this is the hardest one for me, is showing little interest, because when I like somebody, I just go full force, head deep, and I want them to like me back, and usually it doesn't work, usually it scares them away, so don't show that you're interested, let them be interested in you. Rule number four, don't stop what you're doing just to talk or go on a date. Your time is important and they should plan in advance. So I have had a few guys where they say, you want to go on a date tonight? I stop everything I'm doing and I go on that date because I am interested in that guy. No, this comes back to the rule, don't seem too interested. Just because they asked you out on a date tonight and you're not doing anything doesn't mean you should accept that date, because that means that they put no thought into this. No thinking was involved. They just want something. They probably are hoping they get a blowjob or that, you know, something easy is going to happen because you stopped everything you were doing just to go on this date. So, no. Just no. If they want to date you, there has to be a plan. There has to be notice. They can't just assume that you're not doing anything. Especially, I'm a single mom. I have to find a sitter. And usually it's not hard because my parents are awesome and they will sit my child. They will babysit my child for me. But you know what? No. It just isn't fair that they think that they can just ask for a date and get what they want. Rule number 5, never do anything on the first date that you wouldn't want your child to do. Okay. That's just perfectly said. Like, you wouldn't want your child to do anything, really, with anybody. So why should you do that on the first date? I mean, have some class. And I will admit, I have been one that has not had class in the past, but I will have class from now on because I know I deserve better than what I've had from the past. Now, rule number 6. Do not accept a date at the person's house as a first date. If they want to get to know you, they can take you out, either for drinks or for dinner. So this has been a problem of mine where I just want company that's not my parents or my child or my friends, just somebody that doesn't know me and I can just be myself around. And so they invite me to their house and it's been sketchy. I have some stories that I just wish I would have thought better of myself than that. And yeah, just don't go to their house. Don't meet in a public place. It's safer that way. And it's just easier that way. You're not expecting them. You're not getting their hopes up that something's going to happen. That's not going to happen. You know, going back to the rules, don't do anything that your child wouldn't do. Okay, you wouldn't want your child to go to some person's house that they don't know. I mean, seriously, I don't know what I was thinking in those times, but I'll tell you that story on another day. 7, only go on a date with someone that seems interested, not someone that has to check their schedule and then they never get back to you. I've had this happen a lot where maybe it's because I'm seeming eagerly interested and I ask them, hey, you want to hang out? Oh, let me check my schedule. And then I don't hear back from them for like 4 or 5 days. And then they say, hey, what's up? No, I'm not going to talk to you again. You ignore me for 4 or 5 days after I ask if you want to meet up. And then all of a sudden you want to talk again. That's just, it's not cool. You know, if you're not interested in me or if you're not interested in that person, just let them know. Be like, you know, you seem like a great person, but not a great person for me. Rule number 8, only go on a date when you are asked by the guy. Don't seem too eager to receive a date from him. So I'm kicking it back old school. I'm looking for chivalry. I'm looking for the man to take control. Yeah, it's great sometimes that a girl can ask a guy out, but I want the guy to ask me out. I want to feel wanted. I want to feel special. And I want to feel like, wow, this guy's really into me. And that is how I want to be asked out. And I'm not going to seem too eager about it. I'll say, let me see if I can find a sitter, and I'll get back to you. And then I'll probably get back to him before the end of the day, because that's just polite, instead of waiting 3 to 4 days, like the last rule I said. But really, don't seem too eager and make him ask you out, because that will show that he's interested in you just as much as you're interested in him. And you know what? Even if you're not totally interested in him, take the date, because it might end up being something that has been the most amazing date you've ever been on. Rule number 9. Don't talk to someone more than 3 days if they don't mention meeting. Don't waste your time. So, why talk to somebody for over a week and there's been no mention of meeting up? Like, I have some friends that I've met online that I think we just know that we're not compatible in that situation, but we're compatible as friends. And so I talk to them, I still talk to them, but I'm not interested in meeting them, or I don't think they're interested in meeting me. I don't know. They've never said. But don't talk to a guy that you're interested in more than 3 days if they haven't mentioned, do you want to meet up? Because then you're just wasting your time. And when the right person out there is actually out there waiting for you, but you're wasting your time talking to a person that isn't even interested in meeting you. And lastly, number 10, just be yourself. If they don't like you for that, then they are not the one, and they don't deserve your awesomeness. I am who I am. I'm a little strange. I'm sensitive. I am sometimes shy. I crack jokes at the wrong moments in time. But that's who I am, and I want someone to like me for who I am. I'm not changing who I am for anybody. I've done it in the past. It doesn't work. I am not changing, and they should not want you to change, because you are awesome the way you are. So those are my 10 rules of dating. I'm not very good at sticking with them. I need to be better at remembering them. And dating just sucks. I hate it. I can't emphasize that more, how horrible dating is. And maybe it's just me, or maybe it's just the world the way that it is now, but it just seems harder. And you finally find someone and you think, this person, I could see a future with them, but then they never want to hang out with you. And it's confusing. And do you hold on to that because they say they're interested in you and you're dating? Or do you let go of that and hope that something else comes along? I don't know. Life is complicated. In every aspect, life is complicated. And I'm almost 30, and I still don't have anything down. So don't fret if you are young and think that your life is almost over because you haven't found somebody. I'm almost 30, and I still haven't found my zing, as Hotel Transylvania 3 would call it. And I'm still waiting patiently. And I've kind of put dating on the back burner for now. I'm going to try to lose some weight, make myself feel better about myself. You know, that should be rule number 1. Always make sure that you like who you are. And right now, I don't like who I am. So I'm going to change some things about me that are going to be positive changes. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what becomes of me. And, you know, maybe I'll catch the eye of the one that's supposed to be with me. Because so far, I'm lonely in this world, and no one likes to be lonely. So I do know he's out there. And I know they're out there for you. So just keep looking. Signing out. This is Stephanie.